KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Alaska State Troopers say a 20-year-old Hooper Bay woman has died after she apparently fell through the ice and got wet in cold temperatures. Troopers say the body of Bunnick Bell was found near the village docks. Troopers responded last week after the death was reported. Bell's body has been sent to Anchorage for an autopsy by the state medical examiner's office. And Alaska State Troopers say a search for a missing Sitka woman is underway. Troopers say Sitka Mountain Rescue members are searching the area where Lil Grant's car was found Saturday. The 33-year-old woman was last seen October 14 at her family's home in Sitka. Troopers say Grant's car was found parked at the end of Nelson Logging Road near an outdoor shooting range. And Governor Sean Parnell says he is standing in support of Alaska businesses as they continue to fight against creation of an emissions control area off Alaska's coast. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has been pushing for regulations on 200 miles of coast around the state. Parnell says that the EPA does not have accurate enough science and research to impose new regulations of an emissions control area. He says the rules would be more costly to ships, consequently affecting consumers with an increased cost to fuel and shipping. The state is asking for the EPA to review their guidelines and consider the impact economically and financially for Alaskans. Nome's Jacob Martin was recognized last Friday at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Anchorage. At the President Awards Luncheon, Martin received the Roger Lang Youth Leadership Award. The award is named after the late Roger Lang, former AFN president, who encouraged young people to expand their horizons and challenge themselves to become leaders. Martin graduated from Nome Belts earlier this year and is now studying geological engineering at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says it means a lot to be recognized by the AFN delegation.
It kind of shows me that the subtle things don't go unnoticed, and anything you do helps build up to this. I didn't honestly think I was worthy of this award. I thought I was just doing what every good person should do. And it shows that anybody can do this. They just have to keep in the right direction.
Martin encourages young people to set their sights on college to prepare themselves for opportunities in the future.
Even with any degree, you're much more qualified for any job because of all the education you've gone through. It shows that you can learn and you can learn different aspects and subjects. Any degree requires English, math, any of the social sciences.
Also recognized at the President's Awards Luncheon were Steve and the late Zoe Ivanoff. As an active subsistence lifestyle family, they on Friday received the Hunter Fisher Award. Steve Ivanoff spoke about what subsistence means to him and his family.
It means family time, it means family bonding, it means taking care of elders because you're sharing with what you catch. It means taking care of widows and less fortunate people that don't have the abilities to get out and do stuff. Like the day I found out that we were receiving this award, my boys were actually both out delivering moose meat, so the sharing.
Steve and Zoe have three children. To receive the Hunter Fisher Award, the AFN says nominees must ensure that the next generation of providers will carry on the traditions and customs in harmony and peace to sustain their extended families. Ivanoff says the lifestyle has also helped to sustain their family after his wife's death this summer.
When you go through what we've gone through, the trauma of losing their mother, this summer the subsistence activities that we did over the years really has bonded these children. When you sit in a duck blind for hours at a time, you learn to live with each other and become really good friends. So it's huge for our family.
The AFN convention concluded this past Saturday. Governor Sean Parnell has appointed five Alaskans to the newly formed Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council. One of the members is Yayuk Alvana Stimful of Nome. She was a longtime elementary school teacher and is now an Inupiaq instructor at the Northwest campus. She's also the Eskimo Heritage Program Director at Kowarik. Parnell signed the Alaska Native Language Bill that forms ANLPAC, which is designed to assist in the preservation of Indigenous languages throughout Alaska. The mission is to advise the governor and legislature on Alaska Native language issues, actively preserve and evaluate all Alaska Native languages, and file a report to the governor every 2 years. The unemployment rate in Alaska fell last month. APRN's Peter Granitz reports it continues to be lower than the national average. The seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in Alaska was 7.5% in September. That's 0.2% lower than August. The State Department of Labor revised its August figure downward 0.1% point to 7.7%. Nationally, the unemployment rate is 7.8%, which is the lowest it's been since January 2009. Alaska's rate has been lower than the national average since the end of 2008. The September numbers in Alaska are welcome news. The state unemployment rate had been ticking upward for 4 months. It's currently 8 minutes after 9 o'clock.